Well, good evening, hello, and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 1st of January 2026. Happy New Year to you. Hope you are well. Hope you have had a very good week so far. First of all, I just want to apologise if I sound a little bit off. I am full of an absolutely horrible cold. On, I think it was Tuesday, I noticed my throat started to feel very sore, which is always a sign that I'm coming down with something. And then definitely Wednesday, both me and my wife woke up feeling absolutely full of cold and tired and what have you. I've slept like a log the past couple of days, a lot. So yeah, apologies if I am a little bit off. It's not easy, and it's annoying in some ways because I was looking forward to spending a bit of time in the garden doing quite a few jobs. But hopefully we're going to shift it. Well, hoping if I get, once I've done this for you guys, I can get an early night and we can hopefully wake up in the morning and I'll be feeling much better. Because that would be nice, because then I can head down to the allotment and start doing a few jobs down there. Now, down on the allotment, my plans for this weekend is on the allotment, I want to prune the hazel tree that I have there so I can get some hazel sticks from it for growing my beans and peas up this year. Added to that, I also want to prune our gooseberries, which I have down there as well. Hopefully make them more into a goblet shape for gooseberries, which should make them a bit easier to harvest them in the future and produce more gooseberries at the same time. And then Saturday, my plan is at home, I want to divide a rhubarb bed. Well, actually, I'm going to get rid of the rhubarb bed that I have grown in front of my greenhouse, but the rhubarb roots that I dig out are going to be divided and planted down on the allotment. And when I say divide, is you take that root and you cut it into three pieces, middle and the two ends, basically. The middle bit we throw away, the two ends, they can be replanted. So you get two plants and it produces better rhubarb as well. And then I want to sort out my cold frames, give them a bit of a tidy up, a clean, and get those ready for growing lots of plants, lots of seeds early on in this year. It's that time of year when we're all itching to sow lots of seeds. Something that we'll be discussing a lot more on Sunday's live stream and probably on the podcast on Monday as well. Now, talking of sowing seeds, this January's seed pack is on the way. It's in the post, on its way to you as we speak. And I've made a few changes moving forward. I'd love your feedback on it. So what we've got, we've still got the six varieties of seeds, which I'll go through in just a moment. But the mini newspaper that I send out with it, I have added four extra pages to that. Now, what this is that obviously we've got the instructions for the six seeds that I send out. But what I wanted to do, and it took me a while to figure out how we were going to do this, is I wanted to make this newspaper, this book, a bit more interactive and a bit more useful for you. So I've added certain elements that you could use to help in your own garden. So what I mean by that, if we turn to the page, we've got, after we've got the usual, and the first six, I'll start from the beginning. On the front page, we have the sort of welcome to January, bit of an opener, and my tip of the month. Then we have the six seeds that goes on for the next few pages and how we grow those. Then we've got January's checklist. This is a list of jobs that I recommend that we do throughout January, but we've got room there for you to add your own. I might make that a bit smaller. I'll look forward to seeing your feedback on that. But just a bit of an idea of what we could be doing with that. We then have a seed sowing checklist, which of course I've always added anyway. But I've added room for you to add some of your own lit seeds as well that you might want to sow. And I've also added so you can add the variety, the date sown, and a few notes you might want to make as well. Just making it a bit better for everybody. We've then got a page where you can just write down your notes and observations for the month. So it might be things like, oh, I first saw my first daffodil popping up, the first frost, things like that. We've then got a page for Harvest Tracker, keeping a track of everything that you are harvesting in that month. And then on the back page, we've got your plans for next month. So again, just something you could fill in and share what you want to do. And then, of course, we've got closing words from me. So I'm making it basically a bit more of a tool, something that you could keep hold of. You fill it out as you go out throughout the month, but you keep hold of it and you've got an idea of what you have done in that month. And come December, you look back on it and see what changes have been made, etc., etc. I'd also recommend, you know, keep this in a file or folder or something, add photos and things like that to it as well. I think it's going to be a useful tool. But I would love to hear your feedback on it as well when you get it and what you think. Now, I mentioned there were six seeds as well. And of course, there's our six seeds. We have got this month, we have got chives, which are a really good one to grow on a kitchen windowsill. I grow chives quite often. I just sow a small pot, let them grow, we harvest them. But because they come back year after year after year, they will grow and grow and grow. And of course, they grow bigger and bigger and bigger at the same time. We've also got cardoons, very closely related to globe artichokes, just a bit smaller. I've never grown cardoons before, but this is going to be an interesting one to try. Meant to be a bit tastier. I find the globe artichokes to be a bit of a faff, but these are meant to be tastier. And they're a bit smaller, but still got an architectural look about them. We've got a mustard, a green giant, which of course is our seed salad crop for the month. Mustard is something we do eat quite a bit of, actually. We add it to a lot of our salads. It does as a nice spicy flavour. But we can also grow them as salad leaves, baby leaves, or we can let them go to seed so we can harvest the seeds from them. One, to sow again, but two, to make things like mustard powder or mustard sauce as well. Rhubarb, Victoria. Now, I nearly did include rhubarb, but I remember how much I enjoy growing rhubarb from seed. It is so easy to grow rhubarb from seed that I just felt I had to include it because I actually genuinely look forward to growing it from seed every year. Welsh onion. This is a perennial onion, similar to spring onions or similar to chives, but more onion flavour. And I haven't sown this for a while. It's a good one to sow in a pot and keep it growing wherever you may have it to come back year after year after year. And then finally, we've got asparagus. There's a lot of perennial plants this month. January is generally a time for sowing perennial crops. But asparagus, another Conover's Colossal. This is another one I debated about sending, but I've actually really enjoyed growing asparagus from seed. And it's so easy that I think we need to grow more of it. So I've included that as well. It does take a long time to come to anything, and you will get some weedy seeds and leaves in the first year, but don't worry about that. They will grow on to become some good, healthy plants. Right, I am getting a little bit tired now, so I'm going to head to bed. Thank you so much for joining me. We will be back again on Sunday. So until then, please take care.